Our writings bespeak our character. Our writings bespeak our character. What we write down indicates who we are. What we write shows the world what sort of thinking we have, what sort of attitudes we have, what sort of life we live. It shows our character. It shows who we are. It shows what we're thinking about primarily. What things in our life are important to us. It sort of indicates to the world exactly what's going on inside of us. We could not signify any more perfectly or any more positively or foretell any more definitely that our attitude, our character is such than by what we write, by the things we write, by the things we say, by the things we tell the world about us. What do you tell the world about you? What do you tell the world about the things that are going on in your life? What do you tell the world? What do you claim beforehand by letting the world know exactly what's going on in your consciousness? Well, when you write a letter, as I often write letters to people from various ilks, various walks of life, various attitudes, and sometimes these people write letters to tell me about their problems. They write letters to tell me about the conflicts that are going on in their life. They write letters to tell me about all of the worries that they have, and they want me to respond to those worries. They want me to talk about those worries with them. And then, in their letter, they might say, well, I bought a new pair of shoes, and they fit just fine. Or, I talked to someone the other day, and they told me a wonderful joke that was so delightful it made me laugh. Things like that. And so, here's this letter, 3-4 pages long, about everything under the sun. And I will choose something of a happy tone, something of a lovely, uplifting thought that they gave, that they spoke in their letter. And I will refer to it. And I will dedicate my entire letter to some positive aspect that they said about themselves, that they foretold about their life. And as I write them, never once have they written back and said to me, I ignored their problems. Never once did they write back and say, hey, you talked about that good thing that happened to me, but you didn't talk about the problems that I'm experiencing. And never once. Now, why is it that never once did they do that? Well, they never once did that because that was not what was taken in their reality. In their reality was taken the idea that they are really nice, beautiful people. They are really lovely people. They are really people who have goodness in their heart. They have goodness in their thoughts. And I would only allow myself to be aware of the goodness that they have within them. And as I allow myself only to be aware of the goodness that they have in them, this is all we talk about. This is all we speak about. This is all we know about. This is all I will allow myself to be aware of as their character, as their being. Now, you say, well, this certainly ignores the problem. That doesn't give them a chance to get it off their chest, doesn't give them a chance to reveal what is really going on in their life. Well, it gives me a chance to select out of the things that they tell me that are going on in their life, the things I want to support with them, the things I want to encourage with them, the things I want to have them enjoy more and more and more in their life. And so I will tell them about their lovely shoes and say how beautiful, what a great thing it is for you to buy those new shoes that fit you so well, that are so comfortable, that make walking a joy for you, that help you to get out and and move around and enjoy yourself very thoroughly and fully and wonderfully. Now, Why did they write me? Did they write me to tell me their problems or to have me somehow support them in their life attitudes? Did they write to be indicative and signify exactly what's going on in their world? Or did they want me to find the qualities in their character that are so beneficial and wonderful and glorious to them that this is what they wanted to have me bring up and bring forth in their life? What do they want? What do you want? What do you want in your life that is so wonderful and so outstanding and so uplifting? Do you want the people in your world to talk to you about your goodness, your joy, your happiness, your harmony? Well, if you do, then you have to speak about those things in your writings. You have to speak about those things in your speaking. You have to bespeak your character, the true character that you want to express in every area of your life. And the only way you can do that, the only way that you can speak your true character, is when you speak about your true affirmations about yourself. When you claim beforehand that which you are. I am so happy. You may not be fully happy right at the moment, but you say, I am so happy. And when you say, I am so happy, what you're doing is you're opening the doorway of your consciousness to that happiness, to that peace, to that love, to that joy, to that magic, to that wonderment. And as you do that, as you open the doorway of your consciousness to all that is beautiful and good in you, that is what's going to shine forth. That's what's going to be revealed in your life in such beautiful terms that it'll just amaze you. Make sure that everything you write tells the world exactly what your moral character is, what your vital character is, what your divine character is, what you are. Because when you write, and you write things that are not reflective of who you are not doing the beautiful thing. I heard a woman speak on television the other day, and she was in a program of uplifting, positive speaking. I was talking about the magic and the marvels within people's lives. But she used a particular swear word that was indicative of her character, and she said, people don't want me to use that word. People don't want me to say that word. They will put that word down. They won't reflect that. They'll bleep it out of my talks. And here she is trying to say she is such a beautiful person, that she is such a noble person, that she has such ideals that are uplifting and supportive. And she continued to use words that they had to bleep out of her talks. Now, are her talks embellished by those words that she bleeps out of her talks? Or are those words delightful in her world because they're in her talks and they're truly who she is? We all have to think about this very carefully. Now, for several days, I've been looking for a recorder for a disc player that I had. I had two disc players that are just alike, both 500 gigabytes. And they're really quite handy and easy to use. Well, I'm only using one of them. I had two of them, and I was using two of them. And now I find that it's missing somewhere, and I didn't know where it was. I wanted to use it for something else, and I couldn't find it. And so today, just this minute, in fact, as I was looking at the bottom shelf of my file here, lo and behold, there the second one was behind another one. The one I was looking for was sort of hidden because it was behind it. Now, it was there all the while. And it was always going to be perfect and powerful and wonderful. But it was hidden behind the other one, and until I opened my eyes and looked beautifully with confidence that it was there, that it was a good thing, it did not show up. Life is like that. If we will hide behind us our character of negativity, it will come forth, it will be found. But if we would promote our true character of joy and harmony and peace and unconditional love, if we would always have to the forefront that which we are in truth forever and ever and ever, it will shine forth, and people will not have to take the few good words that we say to make a positive retort to what we're talking about. They will have a world, a wealth of joy, a wealth of harmony, peace, and happiness to spread and share in every way in our life. You too can let your character shine forth by what you write, by what you speak, by what you are. And no matter what anyone else thinks about your character, you know it's beautiful and good, and your words bespeak that beautiful and goodness that you are. Your writings tell the world what kind of a character you are, what you're known as. So today, establish yourself in this new organization, this new attitude, this new thinking, this new flow that says you are beautiful, you are unconditionally loving, you love yourself and you love the world, and all of your writings bespeak your love. All of your speaking bespeaks your love, and all of your actions bespeak your unconditional love for yourself and your world. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.